And hello to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, how can I stop being afraid? We will begin by saying that the idea of stopping something is a misstep. So we ask you to reframe the question by asking this question: what do I do when fear arises in my awareness, when I feel afraid? This is the better question for you to ask. Stopping something ripples out into a complex manipulation on your part, and this is not what you want when fear arrives on the scene. Fear is actually not real. We understand it may feel overwhelmingly real in the moment. But we ask you to take this idea that fear is not real into your consciousness. Let this be with you and allow the understanding of this to expand within your consciousness. Fear is a tool of the ego mind to stop your life force, to keep you from being God expressed, to keep you from growing, to paralyze you, and many other agenda items as well. The ego mind primarily does not want you to surrender to the guidance from the God that created you, from the guidance of your spirit. It only wants you to stay imprisoned by its own limited beliefs and concepts. So fear is one of its mightiest tools to control you. It does not have more power than you do. Please hear this and know this. Even as fear may feel overwhelming, we ask you to step back from it. It is not your fear. It is the ego mind's fear trying to manipulate you. We understand this may be a big idea for you, but if you are able to, in any moment that fear comes up, and fear has many aspects to it. Fear can be expressed as being shy or timid or hesitant or not following your intuition, not fully engaged in life. It is a full spectrum of aspects. So when fear comes up, we ask you to pause, to breathe, to come into your physical body and be present there. And then imagine that you put the fear onto the table that is before you, or the countertop. Put it out in front of you. so that it is, in essence, vibrationally separated from you. And then look at it and become curious and ask it questions, just as you would if it were a small child or another person, and ask the questions, beginning with, are you my fear or someone else's fear? This is the place to start, because often fear can be free-floating, or it can be coming in from another source, and your mind, your ego mind, attaches to it. So ask that question first. You're looking for the point of origin. And then the second question, if it did originate with you. The second question is, what are you afraid of? And continue to ask the questions, because as you do dig deeper, it will be revealing to you areas of opportunity for you to claim your own divine original nature and character and experience. The voice may say first, well, I'm afraid of large groups. And then you keep asking the question, what are you afraid of? And the answer may come that it will be too loud or energetically too much for me. You continue to be curious. That in itself reveals that you have an opportunity to grow in the area of your own energetic boundaries as you are in the world, so that wherever you go, wherever you are in the perfect, protected, safe place with God and with your spirit. We will also say, backing up a bit, that if when you are asking the question, did you originate with me or not? If it did not originate with you, then we ask you to dismiss it and to say essentially, thank you for sharing, but you are not mine, and I will not have anything more to do with you. And then you escort it to the door, open the door, and it is dismissed. And envision, as you are dismissing it, that it becomes disintegrated. Disintegrated. This is a valuable exercise for you. As you ask the question, how can I stop being afraid? Go with it, dear ones. This is a great avenue of learning for you. There is much more we can share, and we will do so in the coming sessions. For now, use this next week to be mindful and watchful of your own thinking, and when any aspect of fear arises, do this exercise. We see that it will be greatly enlightening to you, will lighten your own being, and there will be a sense of humor also that flows into your being, a quality of joy, a newness, a freshness of being. We thank you always for your questions. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.